McAuliffe tried to take action restoring the voting rights of all former felons, but the Virginia Supreme Court said he couldn't do that, especially since his office is refusing to release the list naming all the former felons. So now he's taking executive action on each and every individual case, a move Democratic delegate Marcus Simon of Fairfax County supports.
The court said you can't do this en masse, that if you want to restore people's rights, you have to do it on an individual basis. And so the governor is essentially complying with their request. He says he still wants to do it, and so he's going to do it the way that they said he has to.
But Corey Stewart disagrees. He's the Republican chairman of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors, who's chairman of the Trump campaign in Virginia and a candidate for governor next year. He says McAuliffe should be impeached.
If you're the governor of the Commonwealth and you've got no respect for the authority of the General Assembly and the Virginia Supreme Court, you've got no respect for the people of the state either.
The margin of victory between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney back in 2012 was only 150,000 votes. So adding 200,000 potential new voters to the rolls could be a decisive move if they actually register to vote and show up to the ballot box. I'm Michael Pope.